But what I want to talk about right now with our guest, David New, is what's happening here on Capitol Hill. No less than twice since these reports began to emerge, Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, has spoken to the press about what he and his party's options are with respect to Moore and the Alabama Senate seat. He's suggested replacing Judge Moore. He has suggested possibly refusing to seat Moore if he won, or if he does win, once he's seated, begin the process of expelling him from his seat. Now, David, I want to ask you a question, because in one sense, from a constitutional perspective and a electoral perspective, this is none of the business of Mitch McConnell. This is an Alabama Senate election. This ought to be vested within the people of Alabama to make the choice. And if they believe Roy Moore to be guilty of these things, they'll not vote him in. If they don't believe these things to be true, and they believe him to be a man of integrity, they will vote him in. So what in the world, David, does the GOP have any business doing with respect to this, and talking about what they're going to do to keep him from taking a Senate seat if he's duly elected to it?
Mitch McConnell knows very well that there's a phrase in the Fifth Amendment to the Bill of Rights and the 14th Amendment which talks about a concept called due process of law. The words due process of law is a fancy way of saying there's got to be a fair trial. It says that the law will give notice of the accusation before the trial, that the defendant has an opportunity to put on evidence in his own or her own defense. In other words, in this country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. If these people are going to try to remove him after he has been elected, assuming he's elected, they should not and they cannot, in my opinion, legally do that until there is a trial. That means these young ladies have to come forward and start answering questions. Well, I was contacted by the Washington Post 9 months ago, and I told them that we had our interviews then. Why did you wait? Well, I don't know. They wanted to wait. Well, I didn't. We found out. Did you contact them, or did they contact you? All these things come into play. If these ladies are true victims of this sort of behavior, they deserve their day in court. But what I don't like about any of these accusations by these people is that they know they are being used. The target is not Judge Moore. The target is the U.S. Senate. The target is the U.S. Senate because the Democrats want to get that Senate back so they can block the next conservative justice appointee. That's the real target.
You know, Sam, that is a great point that David is making. Judge Moore is, in some ways, if he is totally innocent here, he is the consummate victim of an attempt to get to the United States Senate and thereby influence the selection of the next Supreme Court justice, as David has so clearly stated. You have been in public office there in the state of Pennsylvania for 18 years. I want to ask you a very important question, because this really is the basis of why we're doing this segment, and that is the involvement of the GOP leadership in an Alabama Senate race. What founding principles, what constitutional principles would the GOP Senate leaders be violating if they were to try to interfere with this election in Alabama on any level? I mean, any level, postponing it or pressuring the governor to postpone it, trying to replace Judge Roy Moore on the ballot, or any other type decision the GOP leadership could make, what principles would they be violating by involving themselves in the process?
Well, I would say in the simplest of considerations, I would ask them to cite one constitutional principle that permits you to do that. Literally everything is prevented. They have no authority because there is no proof of wrongdoing. The election itself is ordered by law. The primary went through the order of law, I mean the special election. All of that was done according to the law established by Alabama and the voters. Everything was appropriate and done proper. There is no basis for anyone in the Senate to proactively, almost in a prophetical kind of statement, say, we perceive that. And because we perceive such and such, we're going to proactively try to do something that's going to prevent the people from actually weighing in. Now, David New said just a little bit ago that he was concerned, and he's right, that the Democrats want to get a hold of the Senate because they want to dictate who perhaps is appointed to the Supreme Court and so forth. I think that is true. But the primary pushers of this thing, David New and Dave Kistler, is not the Democrats. It's the GOP leadership. And that is what is so disturbing here. Now, I'm looking at an article that just came out right now, and it says GOP leaders weigh drastic plan to save Alabama seat. Well, what they're talking now is now they're floating out information that has come supposedly from some Republican-based surveys. They're using words like this. Moore is cratering. They're using these kinds of words, crating, collapsing, and that he's just falling off the cliff there, and they want to save that Republican seat. And I'm saying, come on, Mitch McConnell and the rest of you, for what? I would like to see you begin acting, Mitch McConnell and the rest of them, like true Republican leaders. Pass the bill that undoes Obamacare, but talk about a tax cut bill that's actually legitimate. The House is considering a good one. The Senate's talking about one that's full of terrible holes. I would like them to begin talking like a Republican. I think the problem is, Dave, the establishment, Democrat and Republican, are so wound up in this, they absolutely don't want someone who says, the Constitution says yes, or a Constitution says no, and I have an oath, I'm going to do one or the other. They don't want a standard in the Senate. That's my sense as I'm looking at this whole thing.
Well, Sam, I don't think you could have explained that or said that any more clearly. I think you've hit the nail squarely on the head, and that is what scares not just the Democrats in the Senate to death. It scares the establishment GOP in the Senate to death that someone like a Roy Moore, who will abide by the Constitution and say yes when the Constitution says yes and say no when it says no. I think that's what scares them.